So it's Tuesday morning, 17th of January, and I'm sat in the BBC kitchen at Media City UK in Salford, and there's just me and David Morgan here. And David, you're a teacher at John Cabot Academy in Bristol.
That's right, yes. Yeah?
What kind of school is it? How would you describe it to people?
Well, it's an outstanding school. That's how we brand ourselves. Our last Ofsted was amazing, and we always work to outstanding specifications and trying to push our teaching and learning to the max. In terms of ages, we teach 11 to 19.
Right.
We've got a joint sixth form with our Federation of Schools, which means we get a massive influx of people in the sixth form and quite large classes, and meaning we can run quite specialist sixth form classes that maybe you wouldn't always get the chance to run.
Now, you were saying a few moments ago that on Wednesday you decided from now on you're being called the head of computing.
Yes.
Computing science.
I'm tempted to go with computer studies because it sounds a little bit retro, right. And a little bit Oxford, doesn't it? Since OCR changed the nationals to Cambridge nationals, I think maybe we should go a bit more, you know, upper class in the names of our subjects.
So what made you think about changing to computer or computing?
Well, about 2 or 3 years ago, I was struck with the fact that ICT teaching tended to be, if you weren't careful, leaning towards teaching a Microsoft suite. I remember having a chat with somebody at an LEA about how I wanted to move to do some Google Docs as well. And he said quite flatly to me, I don't want my children learning anything on Google. And I thought, well, it's not really the attitude we need. We need to be able to look at different aspects. And so I thought what I found useful, and I thought the only thing we weren't hitting in terms of teaching was the people, the geeks like me, the ones that wanted to do computing and find out how to program. And so I started introducing it into the curriculum.
So where did you start?
Well, this was in my previous school, which was in the depths of Wales, called Brymarwr, which means big hill. And it was literally on top of an enormous hill in the cold, where we have a couple of weeks off for snow every year. And
and you started teaching them?
We started bringing in concepts like, we brought in Scratch, first of all, and then I had, you know...
Was that a hit? Did you find...
That was a massive hit. Yeah, that was really fun. We looked at, you know... We'd had Flash in the system for maybe 5 years, nobody'd used it. I started picking it up, showing them programming techniques. And already you capture, say, maybe the 10, 15 hardcore geeks out of the entire school that are coming back every day and looking at the computers.
With Scratch, was it a particular age group, or was it all across?
I started in year 7.
Yeah.
I really think it's the simplest way to learn programming. It looks a little bit like Lego, and if you've ever seen the Lego Mindstorm things, it's a very, very similar aspect to that. And of course, when Google started doing the app developer, and it was built by MIT, it looked pretty much the same.
It's the same perfect buying.
And it's a nice progression then, where you can go, come to the Android Development Club and you can build some programs with the same skills, and that works well.
A little birdie told me that you've actually created an iPhone app for school.
Sharing information
with parents.
I'm very keen on iPhone app development. Yeah. I pay my subscription every year to Apple to be a developer. Whilst it's not our main focus, it's something that we are looking at. And our school app is basically just an information gathering, RSS feed reading, that sort of stuff. But that meant we could launch an iPhone programming club, and I've got students coming into after school now to build an app, which we're just building like a soundboard app for the school. Mm-hmm. So they've gone around and recorded things, and it's tap and makes funny noises. But we've got other students that have gone and done their own projects, and we've got sort of a clinic after school now. They come with their projects and we look at the code and we try and debug it. And it's not just me, so we've got some sixth form students as well that come in and get involved in that.
So let's just say there's a teacher who's listened to this, who's already started with Scratch and they're ready for the next step. You know, what's worked for you? What advice would you say?
I'd say just get really into it. You know, get them onto coding as quickly as possible.
But from scratch, what would you say
next step? From scratch, I would go straight to doing something a bit more fun, maybe. You've got Scratch, which some people will... You know, at the end of it, we'll sort of be going, oh, this is too complicated. Yeah. So we always jump straight away to a PowerPoint project then that involves different paths and directions, so they can start thinking, logically constructing UML diagrams, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They don't know they're doing it until right at the end, we've got these amazing diagrams, and I showed them the Scratch flowcharts, and it looks very similar. So I'd move on to that, and then I'd move on to things, just moving to sort of Android development kits and things like that would be the nice next step.
So your curriculum now, it would reflect a mixture of ICT and computing?
Well, our aim was 50% ICT computing last year, which I think we achieved. So, it's definitely the way forward. At least the children know the difference between the subjects.
And you've got a GCSE in computing as well. You've got a class at the moment.
Yes, we've got a class at the moment. They're learning how to program in ActionScript, which we started doing because it teaches them implicitly object-orientated design. And also they've got all these skills in Flash, which they've learned from 2 or 3 years of doing animation skills, which they can then build nice user interfaces with.
David Morgan, thank you very much. And on Twitter, you are Lesson Hacker.
Lesson Hacker, yes.
Thank you.